Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Five Aside. We are welcoming back our newly married mates.
Yes, yes, I'm back.
Omo, how far now? How is marriage treating you?
Well, it's good. We've been together for a minute, so we're just legally together now. It's the only difference. That's the way it feels. But yeah.
Does it feel different?
I mean, I get wife now. The only difference with that.
Wow. Like, that is so crazy. I have a wife, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy as well. You know, my work and people are like, oh, it's like, people are saying my wife. I'm like, oh, me say, my wife, I'm going to talk.
I swear, man.
So, it's crazy.
I get it, yeah.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I was ready to settle down already, so I don't to play. Mm-hmm.
So how do you say you get it? You understand? What? Are you married?
I mean, shit. Don't put me on the spot, fam.
It's just bad. But now you be next, Sean. I'm going to show like this now.
Okay, chef, your time now they come.
I define one for real. No cap. Actually, no cap.
Did you guys travel out for honeymoon?
Yeah, we're in Arizona last week. Heat one came, guy. Yeah. 113 degrees, 114 degrees, and it was like 13, so it was nice.
Yeah, it'd be hot as hell. And the worst part, I wear coats to go work. I wear suits to go.
For real?
Oh, yeah, I like looking like Elijah from Originals. So
for real,
wait, you actually wear suits to work?
Don't play with me, fam.
Monday to Friday,
except Friday.
What?
Friday, you go wear a casual T-shirt or anything.
Yeah, Friday I go wear shirt like polo.
I wear T-shirt go work 3 days.
I swear, bro.
I feel. Because I did Wisconsin, if you wear a hoodie 3 days a week, once the October reach, I'm telling you.
I'm going to be hot as hell, though. Like, when I come out of the building, because it's usually cold inside the building, so it's not that bad. Like, when I'm
and you're based in Georgia, yeah?
Yeah. It's walking to my car. That's when I actually feel
the humidity.
It's like, question my style. I'm like, guy, is this what it is? This what I got?
Leather seats. You have leather seats.
Leather seats.
Your car. Get leather seats. You go first, start your car, run back, go office.
I swear. How was Arizona, though? Did you go
Arizona,
to
the Grand Canyon? No, it was nice. No, I went to like Canyon Lake. Grand Canyon was like 3 hours from where we were. But I saw the Tempe area, Phoenix, Scottsdale.
Nice.
Went horse riding, went mountain climbing. It was nice, though. It was really nice, though. The views there are crazy.
views in Arizona are crazy. Actually, you didn't follow us at that time that we went.
Oh, I went. So you don't you remember where we went to the
Oh, you did. Yeah.
What month was that?
I don't remember.
It was like November period.
Oh, November. That's good. That's not bad.
Namdi went to Grand Canyon and refused to come out of the car.
He refused to come out of the car.
Why?
He didn't want to look at the canyon. He's scared of
for real.
So yeah, for real, went all the way, and he didn't look at the canyon. He didn't look inside the canyon.
That's crazy. I missed out on.
That's what we're telling this guy. But...
You guys record it or you know show him or just.
Guy, where we should have recorded was actually Chikamso.
You guys didn't record it. Are you serious?
No, I mean we took pictures. I took pictures.
You took pictures.
I did all that.
Anyway, though, you guys, enough of the pleasantries. Let's go straight to business.
See how they are smiling. 6 points, gang.
You know.
2-2. What's up, though? So, Shane, now you're the only one we've not heard his season predictions, actually. His pre-season predictions.
Oh, yeah.
Not too concerned. How are you feeling about Man U, first of all?
To be fair, yeah, I'm now seeing the impact of Ineos. And he needed a transfer window for me to actually see it. Because the recruitment before was the issue with Man U. Still, we're still signing Ajax boys, but I guess I'm more satisfied now just because, you know, 50, 60 million euros for two players. You understand? That's not too much of an investment. And these guys are somewhat proven. So it's like, just come and perform in Man U, I beg. I don't know why players will come to Man U and they will now stop playing well. So it's like, I just hope that this Ajax connection can actually improve our build-up particularly, because look at our back four now. Look at our back five, actually, including Onana. It's like 4 out of 5, like Ajax, and they've all played with Ten Hag before. So, Luke Shaw, is that left-back, you know, Luke Shaw, Malasia, Dalo, that's just where we really need to fix up. But I think build-up, I'm just waiting, because 2 games in, you know, make my blood no hot. But I'm just happy with the recruitment particularly.
So I'm
happy with the recruitment particularly.
50% positive, 50% negative.
No, it's actually more positive, but it's like the negative comes from Ten Hag in the sense that I didn't want the guy there in the first place. So it's like, now that you have players, can you still manage them? That's another thing. Because I really don't... I need Ten Hag to prove me wrong. Yeah, I think my squad is good enough.
Strong enough for what? Like, what are you targeting?
Strong enough for top four. I'm going to be very realistic because consistency is something you just can't build like that. See us now. 3 years, second, almost. And this year, like, I mean, when we get to prediction, I'll let you know. But it's like, man, you can't just... This isn't that Leicester year that, oh, you just assume everybody is sleeping, you just come and pick it. I mean, if that's what happens, man, I'll be happy to come back to this episode and laugh at myself, but I'm just being realistic. I don't see man finishing top 2, top 3, sir. So it's like, let's just try and play Champions League football. If it's to win Europa, if it's to finish in top 4, let's just try that. But I think Europa is something we should actually go for. Like, we have the depth for that competition. We have players for that competition. So
you're saying top 6. Top 4 in the Champions League, not you.
That's what I'm saying. Top 4 is Champions League, because I'm looking at that fourth spot possibly, because, you know, look, like, Aston Villa is stronger. Like, I was watching the Aston Villa Aston game, and I'm like, oh, man, this Morgan Rogers, like, this boy in a ball guy.
That guy like, fear of...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Like me, look
like those guys have depth. I look at their team, like Boubacar Kamara never come back, he has this here, but like once all these guys come back, like that's proper depth, useful depth, not this Man U depth that Bruno Fernandes come out, there's no backup to replace Bruno Fernandes. Like, you know what I mean? We need to become more like you guys, City. Seriously, you guys don't improve. Arsenal of COVID era, I was watching more real on Instagram, I just laugh. David Luiz, all those guys, Tierney, before.
Yeah.
You guys have come a long way for real.
So, what are your predictions? Because I think I and Opeya's predictions are a bit similar. Like, I know I had Arsenal, City.
So, before I'm going to, I think I'm going to change my prediction, but Sean, go ahead.
I know I had
so
watching the games. I had Arsenal, City, Liverpool. Tottenham. That's not Liverpool. Tottenham, Villa, or Newcastle. Yeah, Newcastle then Villa.
And the thing is, my predictions are also affected by, you know, these first two games as well.
Yeah, these first two games have made me change my mind.
Yes, because you look at City acquiring Gundogan, that is as a passion, emotional signing. Like, that guy will come back and want to win league title again. So it's like, City is still a force to reckon with. Like, City is still a good team. Of course.
They even had even more signings. That's a new just fits right into the system.
Making right decisions.
Yeah. Like, Gundogan coming back. Like,
yeah. So Gundogan can literally almost play that false nine, replace Haaland in some games. You know, before Haaland came, when they were playing without a striker, Gundogan was almost the false nine.
Gundogan is good for their system.
I'm not saying he's the best player, but he's good for their system. Knows the team. He knows the team.
I honestly don't think Gundogan coming back moves the needle that much. It makes them better, but I don't think it's like if they're going to come second, that's going to make them come first. I don't really think so because I mean,
I think it possibly gives them
it gives them depth in a way that they don't have to overexhaust
their actual players. That will make them even more fit for the Premier League.
Thank you. They are going to be strong regardless. My point is that like, if whatever was going to happen before Gundogan joined, I still feel like we still, still have that.
That's why people lose the league 1 point, 2 points. Those games where the guy will make an impact, that 1 point is what they need.
Yeah.
You see, Rodri is out now.
Go ahead. Rodri is out now.
You know, Bernardo Silva, they play DM once in a while. Mm-hmm. So it's like he will come and pick the ball. So Bernardo Silva and Kovacic and Gundogan now in that midfield sometimes. Like, bro, it allows variety.
They are good.
Now that Rodri is not around, it saves them for these first 4 or 5 games. Like, I mean, so they can, not like can guarantee
that. I don't think he's a direct replacement for Rodri.
No, not for Rodri per se. Yeah, that's why I'm saying Ben. That's why I said Bernardo Silva is usually the one that will now be playing with the centre backs to pick the ball from back. Because really, Rodri doesn't have to tackle. It's all about calmness in that position and dictating. And Bernardo Silva has the calmness for them.
Kovacic last game was immense. Like, he was really, really.
But isn't he injured now? Kovacic is out now.
How long?
That's good for us then.
I don't think he's back. But Rodri is about to be back. And with Gundogan there, Gundogan is like him and Kovacic, they play, I'll say it's kind of like a similar role. And if you even remember that Gundogan's last season,
He was very good.
He actually saved them a lot of games.
I agree.
So that's what I'm saying. He has that talisman effect.
Yeah.
He might have 34, dude.
Like McTominay is trying to be Gundogan. That's who McTominay is trying to be. I'm telling you, Gundogan, like, he will give you those 8 to 11 league goals. He'll give you. Is it Napoli already? I saw Fabrizio today. Is it Napoli? I was surprised he went to Italy. I was really shocked, though.
Can you imagine? But you guys sold McTominay and now Mount is injured.
Well, I mean, I'm not really worried about that because I see McTominay and Ugarte more as, you know. Let's be real. McTominay is meant to be a CM box to box, but like, he can't fit in the team that way. So he's almost an auxiliary striker. So it's like, now we've gotten a true midfielder that, I don't know, because I don't like the way we are overloading Kobe. Like, I want Kobe to still be starting games, but if you know you can just win this team, just bring on Kobe from the bench or don't even play him at all, that kind of thing. So, having Ugarte, I've not really seen him play. I won't lie, I don't really know his game. I've been trying to watch this thing. And once all these Barcelona, you know, play from back coaches don't use this kind of DMs, they now make me wonder whether Ten Hag can use this kind of guy because I'm hoping he's ball playing. I'm hoping he's calm. Because that's what the new DMs are now, like Rodri, Partey. It's like they can play ball and they can defend. And he's not that player. And so Ugarte and Casemiro is a pivot that I know we would not see unless there are injuries. You understand?
Yeah, you can't play Ugarte and Casemiro, bro.
Ugarte is a tackler, the destroyer.
Yeah, he's a destroyer. He's an Argentine guy. Clear your leg, you know, call it a day. Yeah, bro. But, I mean, it's just surprising. My own thing about Ugarte is just the fact that PSG wasn't playing him the entire time. Like, he wasn't, like, in their starting lineup. I know they had The people that were there, it's not like they're not, they're bad. Like Zion Emery and who is the other?
No, Zion Emery is good. And he's an academy boy, French boy, they must play him. He's actually good.
And he plays that one again, sir.
Vitinha now plays holding and he plays that holding like the young. Vitinha is the new kind of DM we see in football.
Yeah. I wish PSG had this midfield when they had them Neymar and Co. Like, come on, fam. Not that Everton midfield that they had.
It's a guy. But
that's the thing. That's the thing. Football, yeah, you can't rope it out to people. And they look Madrid, yeah. I keep telling people, like, Madrid will suffer. Mbappe, Vinicius, Rodrigo, nobody will let you run in behind. Everybody will just play low block beginning to end of match. So you guys need to know how to break lines. And it's like teams will be countering you when you come out to break lines. So it's like when you now have Mbappe, Neymar, Messi, and they lose the ball, you need workhorses now to recruit that ball now. You need that's literally why Deschamps brought Conte back for Euros in France. Literally. So sure, Conte can come and clean up.
I think Madrid has, because they have workhorses right now. Now, like in their midfield, I think their problem in that midfield is their lack of crews. Because if you are talking about workhorses, Valverde right there is a workhorse. Tchouaméni is a workhorse.
It's not just workhorse. It's now like it's workhorse. But this is the thing: people that are workhorses here, they usually don't have tech.
And people that
like you see Pogba now, you get tech. You know they work hard. You know, Vidal, Matuidi, then they work hard, but they cannot now play that final pass. So it's like people that can do the two, those are the people that they pay 120 million for. So Bellingham is meant to be that kind of player, but
Bellingham's the workers.
It's not like Kroos and Modric. Bellingham does not control a game.
Yeah, he does.
And Real Madrid needs somebody that can control a game because Tchouaméni is not even. Like them, the young. Tchouaméni is also he's just a cleaner to me. He's close. He's actually, what is he actually?
Bro, I will be honest. You know, like, I've always had the Tchouaméni high, but I've watched Madrid every time. I don't even notice him, except when he's
a tackler. Yeah, he just win the ball and give it.
Tackler and give it. He can shoot too. He has a rocket.
Yeah, he can. That's what I'm saying. It's his long shot, actually.
He's long shot, but because he's a tackler, bro.
But they dribble him though. It's not as if he's like Rice or
something. Yeah. Dribbling Rice.
They dribble everybody. If you are big like that, it's hard for
everybody. They collect too.
Rodgers won't carry Rice.
See Rodgers do party. See this guy.
That Rodgers guy, like,
yeah, it looked like Hazard and Coughlin, bro. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That's Saliba guy itself. I can't even lie. That guy is good.
You see,
because guy, I saw that pass that Tillemans played to break that line, and Jacob Ramsey vexed me. But I looked at it again, and I'm like, Saliba, that was a good tackle.
Yo, anyway though, that Villa Arsenal match, I feel like that game, I think that game actually made me realize I think we're better this season, but still I don't know how much better we actually are.
Yeah, you guys are better by a lot.
I don't
think
we played that differently from the same game in Villa Park last season. It's just that we just took our chances this time.
Yes, but I think the problem in that initial Villa game, I've already said it, as long as it starts in Django, say we're going to win. Bro, and once I saw that lineup that he put in back there, I was like, we're good, bro. Because it was Zinchenko that was chopping from this guy the entire time. Mm-hmm. They wanted to kill him. The RB came on again. They won't kill him for them. And Raya in that first leg, in that first, when we played them last season, Raya was shit, bro.
He was shit, yeah.
He was actually shit. It wasn't even normal. But this one, Raya was now actually
Watkins, boy, we could not go ground. But to be honest, he really thought the keeper was out of the picture.
High pressure moments versus horror confusion. It's funny though. My the most fun game that weekend to me was United versus Brighton.
I love that United.
That game was good, yeah, and that offside was so unfortunate. I saw it and I was like, that's offside, and it was like, I was like, this is so painful. And you know, one of my guys was like, Zexy selfie. I'm just like, bro, like, that's momentum like that took him in. Like, he was trying to get up. It's nothing that he could have done. I just don't know why Bruno. That's the thing. You pick who you won't give goal. Like, just play. Like, I was so surprised when Bruno played that ball there. I'm like, why Bruno not just playing for normal location? Just say he won't give Garnacho ball, but yeah.
Offside. It was actually end to end. It was actually like Wolves versus Chelsea, just that this guy scored more goals.
Wolves versus Chelsea was just a FIFA game, like, you know, glitch, Palma to Madrid, Palma to. I'm just like, the same. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I had no idea. He needs to chop bench next game.
That game was so end to end, bro. That game was.
Yeah, it was. That game was interesting. Very interesting.
I don't know how Wolves just killed them off. I think those Madueke's true goals back to back. That was a killer blow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then now disallowed Lamina's goal. Lamina's goal.
Wolves might have underestimated Chelsea.
Eh? I mean, I guess so.
You can't really underestimate Chelsea. Chelsea squad is good.
It's good.
And their midfield is very good too, mind you.
If you go and do them anyhow that you think you can just beat Chelsea, Chelsea will shock you. But I think if you play Chelsea as a big team that they are supposed to be, I think you have a better chance.
Of course. Mm-hmm. They are young.
You want to do band for band with Chelsea,
You have to be calm and measured because they are kids and sometimes they lack control. They lack control.
So that's why I always expect Masti and all these big boys to beat them, but they be drawing Masti 4-4 last season.
Chelsea, I'm still waiting to decide, but I didn't have them in my top six, even though I might be regretting that. Last season I had them in top six actually.
I still won't have Chelsea in my top six.
And they finished sixth last year too.
Yeah, yes. I was thought on. My prediction was them above Man U. I was afraid for it to be.
I mean, I've never even given my own prediction this season, sure, but
yeah, let's hear your own now.
But I actually think you guys will finish above them this season.
I think we will as well. Yeah. I think we will as well. I think we will. Honestly speaking, first I would say Masti again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just complacency that can, you know, affect them right now. Then you guys number two for sure. Then you see that third position. There are so many people I want to put inside that place.
Really?
I'm telling you. And that's why I say, like, this beginning, I wish I gave predictions before I saw the season. But when you start seeing the way teams play, you're like, oh my God, it's going to be this.
Yeah. We can review it. Christmas. Let's just say
Liverpool, when they played 92% possession, and I'm seeing the way the midfield is cooking, I see within these slots they play. Even Ange Postecoglou himself, like, everybody just want to cook their, everybody they try cook their stuff. But that top position, I'll probably give it to Liverpool. I'm telling you, I don't think Klopp leaving has affected them that much, and the players are still, you know, they still have their players there, are still playing well. Their fourth, I want to give it to Man U, just because, like, I expect this team to be able to occupy that position.
Mm-hmm.
Then fifth, I want to give it to Aston Villa because I think Aston Villa is just consistent. And sixth, I'm giving it to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay. That's actually.
I think if anything, that was what I was going to change my list into, because I know I had my top six. I had Newcastle in my top six before, but fuck that Newcastle, bro. I don't know the fuck what Newcastle is playing right now, but it's not. it's not anything.
CPI won't come out. He won't go over to go play shot. He won't play Brexit soccer. They play cross node.
Now cross node, he won't go play. But
him and Dwight McNeil, they go just they whip. They want the whip ball.
That's what I'm saying. But to be fair, Sha, that period when they were actually balling through Graham Trippier, they were actually winning a lot of games. That's when they were playing well. Trippier was like their focal point. It was that attacking wing back that would go in cross ball. You know. Be whipping those dangerous balls, but now
33-2 now. You can't build on it. 33-0. Like next season, how you gonna play? And the thing is, the better football you play, the less long ball you play. You keep the ball, you play in soccer. Everybody wants to touch the ball, and you know, you can't be playing that inshallah. Like you can't do that.
They have Trent.
No, that's not inshallah. That's what I'm saying. At that point, it's not inshallah.
But Trippier was almost giving Trent vibe when he first came from that.
Trippier was good. I think he just lost confidence.
He was good. Yeah.
I think what happened to Trippier
was the Chelsea after, game. That
apart from that,
he scored a couple of own goals.
Personal
and then
issues.
The next game.
He's having personal issues.
He's having because they said they caught him like cheating on his wife, and there's been a whole scandal for the past year. That whole last season. It was actually bad because his wife is filing for divorce. She's getting
that makes sense.
That kind of stuff. So he's really fucking with the guy.
These guys have lives that you don't see.
You don't see.
Because he was going from one L to the next. He had like five games, like five run of
games. I swear, and he was involved in own goals and playing rubbish, I remember.
Yeah, he's really having some family issues. So, yeah, sad to see, Shaq. But my life.
But yeah, anyway, so I know I had these guys. You know, a lot of people have been saying that Villa have Champions League this season, and because of that, they might drop because of Newcastle. But what if we don't realize that this man, then, they were in Europe last season as well.
Yeah, and Champions League is different. It's 8 games now. So it's more like, so it's different now. You know, before, not as you went, I'd already see, you want to get 10 points in group stages. Once you get the first to 10 points, if you can win your first three, draw your fourth game, you don't already enter round of 16. So now it's 8 games. So it's like home away. Mm-hmm. I've actually never seen their group to know who's in their group, but really, I don't see them getting past. I don't see them going far in Champions League.
I don't see them going far, but
they're giant group stage.
I don't think it will affect their group, their Premier League form as much as people think it will.
No.
Yeah.
They have depth and they have experience combining Europe and League as well. So.
Mm-hmm. And they made some new signings too. So it's like,
but you people need to recognize that they're going to play these 8 games with International Break Day September, International Break Day November.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to play 8 games before January.
Before January, yeah. Hmm. It's a lot.
So eight plus 19 league games, 27, plus all these Carabao in between, because FA Cup, they start for January. So that's like 28 games. You didn't why me?
Yeah.
And the thing is, Amadou Onana, Tielemans, they are the only proper available pivot that they even have. That's fourth position we have. That fifth year I give them, let's say I go drop and go sixth. I think I'll give Chelsea fifth actually. I'll give Chelsea fifth actually. Because I just thought about it.
I trust Emery. He has experience in
In European tournaments, but league is different. Like
I'm saying, he's at this point, he's not like Eddie Howe in Newcastle. We don't get experience. This guy should actually know how to like at least condition teams to be able to handle the burden more than Newcastle and Eddie Howe.
But the thing is, he's a manager that has played Spanish football and is like, he has managed in England, Arsenal. But now, injury is different in England. Guy, the game is more physical. All these Diego Carlos, all these guys we didn't get. See Diego Carlos, the chore bench now. And it's like, he's the only other available centre-back that they have. Tyrone Mings, ACL, that one is not even up to speed. Buendia Torres here, he cannot enter team again. Jacob Ramsey cannot enter team again. Like, guy, I don't know, they're finishing sixth.
I mean, me, I get them fifth. That's not that different. Where do you have Villa, Pe?
Initially, I had Villa fifth.
Well, the same thing.
Yeah, initially, I had Villa fifth. The only thing that really changed in mind is just really putting mine in the top six and removing Newcastle. Because initially I was like, Man U, I don't know, but I think Man U,
they have Man U at sixth position.
I said Man U or Newcastle.
Jeez.
How is solidifying Man U for sixth?
Who was your fourth position?
So my fourth position.
I had Spurs. As fourth.
Spurs on that.
God.
So
that's the thing.
City.
I think.
So Arsenal, City, Liverpool, Spurs, Villa, and Newcastle before, but now it's just mine.
Because for me, like Spurs, Newcastle, Brighton, I have them like 7, 8, 9, and I think West Ham. At West Ham, they are trying to cook, but I don't know if they recruited right. But I can see that West Ham is trying to cook. But I think the top 10. But league hard, a lot of top teams.
This league is tough.
This league is tough now. And this financial fair play that they brought into the.
I like how the football market, it looks like it's regaining some balance. Like it was extreme.
That Neymar, Mbappe period, the 100 million became water.
I'm glad we're done with that.
Yeah, it looks like things are balancing out. And our brother, my bed brought of it. Our brother, Osimhen. Last night, it's Osimhen that they used to balance the whole thing.
They don't talk to him now, only 60 million.
No, nobody even wants Osimhen. Chelsea just received. Yes.
You were arguing with me that time.
All right, come on, fam.
Nobody wants to see me. Nobody wants to.
I was like, bro.
See, I'm not saying
he's going to pay that 100 and what? They even put 124.
Girl, Osimhen is not good. You know, Osimhen is not good.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not good.
Guy, you need to understand, like, when you play in the top club, this is not Everton. This is not like Middlesbrough or the Yakuba Igbeni. When you play in the top club and striker is always facing his goalkeeper more than he's facing the other goalkeeper.
So let me ask you, what do you mean Osimhen is not good? Because I would say based on the current market of strikers, I would definitely put him top 10. I'll have him over Ivan Toney and the rest. I think he's a tier below the main top guys like Haaland and all the rest of them.
Is it a tier below?
I'll have this guy. I think the next tier, that's Osimhen.
Of course. But
you need to analyze. That's the thing, is eye test. You need to analyze how this guy plays, the dribbling, his first touch, his involvement with team. It not be just wipe shots, tear shots. That's not just football. You understand? No,
I understand what you're saying. I wouldn't say he's the most. I don't rate his technical prowess that high, if I'm being honest. But in terms of shooting and scoring, he's someone that will get you goals. I think he would guarantee you at least like 15, 20 goals per season.
20 goals will not be 100 million now.
No. He could score more. This guy was injured and still scored like almost like 17 goals in how many?
I was telling you that initial Napoli run should be his credential. When you were acting like you were making the argument that Osimhen was like the main guy, and I was saying it's because he's the whole team in that situation. But look at it, lo and behold, the following season, what did they come? 8th position.
No, but his numbers are the same.
His numbers were the same, but he played rubbish. That's why you cannot.
I don't even think his numbers were the same.
His scoring rates were the same. Look at his last season. His last stats.
It's
not like 17, and he was injured for most of the season.
I don't think he scored up to 17, bro.
Maybe not about 15, 17.
Like, he scored 26 league goals and he dropped to like 15. I think it's more 15, 14.
That's
a big drop.
I'm saying he missed a lot of games last season. I'm saying his goal per game ratio did not drop.
Osimhen is not a 100 million pound player any this year. PR also affects how people gauge players. Let's be real. There are a lot of strikers that you see. This guy to me, Ivan Toney is better than Osimhen.
I've watched Toney a lot because I know I started following Toney. I watched him a lot last season.
Let me tell you. And this thing you're saying is the same way when you compare, when I tell people Rooney or this player, there's a way people shit on Rooney. I'm like, yeah, this guy doesn't have a ball. You don't understand. When I say Rooney or this person, I'm telling you, no, it's not. It'd be like, oh, Rooney, like they will just mention a lot of strikers above Rooney. But it's like, Rooney was that selfless, can do everything. Ivan Toney can do everything. I'm telling you, bro, distance, shooting, penalty, anything. That guy, they play ball.
I think
he did limit himself outside sometimes.
Eh?
Like, Sonny be looking a bit limited when he pulls back a lot of times as well. So it's not as if he's Ed Ferguson.
I won't say Tony is, I don't think he's, if anything, I'll put him in the same tier. They are the same category of strikers. They are good strikers. I can pay 60 million for them, but like 200 million on them is crazy, man.
The reason I'll put Osimhen over all these other guys is that Osimhen scores a lot.
And but that is in Bundesliga, though.
Is someone that can score goals. You score goals. Forget that. This guy has eye for goal. He's going
don't
to
get down, no.
Yeah, let me tell you. Score goals, yeah? There's something called Premier League coefficient.
Yes,
like
bro.
Let me tell you.
Need to play a game in Champions League.
It's not about playing Champions League. I'm talking about playing Premier League, like the league, the style of the league, like the pace of the league, the style of the league. Premier League, that I know, be 18 goals with top scorer, with 18 goals, with 18 goals.
I've seen a lot of strikers, a lot of bomber strikers, even ball out in Premier League. Even this I get what you're saying, and it's true. But like, I've seen this guy.
Let me tell you, you guys need to understand that your Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern. Napoli is not in that class. You need to know Napoli is not in that class. So it's like these people, they play a certain kind of football. They demand certain qualities from their striker.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, from your striker needs to be able to do this. Guy, Osimhen can't deal with that kind of pressure. Me, I'm telling you. Osimhen, when he's saying, I got nothing. Guy, Osimhen can't deal with that pressure. I'm telling you, Osimhen can't deal with that pressure.
I swear, bro.
Quality wise, I think he's a very good striker. I'm not putting him.
Guy, you didn't hear what I just said. Quality wise, like that interlink play that you see, Haaland, and they complained for Haaland last season. You know, Haaland, the missing game, whatever. They were actually complaining for Haaland.
Okay, Haaland has Guardiola as a coach.
No, I'm just trying to let you know, like, I'm just like, this is a team.
The numbers that Haaland is pushing.
Thank you, and they are complaining for Haaland.
Haaland is world class.
And Man City is a team that will always produce. Chelsea is a team that they know they produce the way, they know they control game, the way Man City they control game. Where Osimhen will say, I go get service like this constant key. Like, Palmer said, for score, Palmer won't shine. They why me? Palmer go see Osimhen, he's like, well, I can score this myself. We go, wipe him now. Osimhen go there. I don't know. Now, what's he going to do? I swear, you're going to say fine to all those guys.
One time,
in terms of scoring goals, Osimhen go score goals. But I'm saying he's going to be Nigeria.
And he scored
He has one goal in competition. The rest are friendly and qualifier.
In the top three.
Our history never long now. Why now?
See, what I want to tell now, you say he's a striker. In better pass, Osimhen. In better pass, Tony.
I don't think it's bad. If anything, I'll say they are.
Yeah. Guy, let me tell you, if they tell you who do you want to sign for your system, once you look up, see how your team they play, they don't bother you when you talk to Osimhen. You go talk to me. That's what I'm saying.
God forbid.
No, you don't understand. Your team wants to sign a striker right now. Let's say Jesus break leg.
I'll pick Osimhen over Tony. I'll not, no cap. Over Tony.
No, this guy don't drink Long Island. This guy, I did tell you, say, like, Gabriel Jesus have best right now. They break leg. They look your team. Oh my God! This is August 31st. Who can we sign for our system? Guy, you're signing Tony.
You're signing Tony. I don't like Tony.
I don't really.
The only thing that me, I'll pick Tony for is just the fact that I know he has played in Premier League and he played in a team that is Brentford. So he's like,
Brentford does not even play like us now.
Funny enough, I'm talking about how Tony plays. Tony, they drop enter midfield.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think
Tony and poor man King.
Brentford, he will be able to have that interplay. And that is something that I don't know about. I've not seen Osimhen in the Premier League.
Osimhen can do. Osimhen go over. Ball don't go there. Leg go. They find the ball. Bro.
Osimhen highlighter, actually, man.
Brentford doesn't really feel like us now, first of all. Those guys are a very weird team, which is probably why no other big team won't sign Tony. They played a very weird way. So,
and it's also like our club's reputation and all that betting history and all those controversies.
Yeah.
He's a good
our club, now image club. We get image. Our clubs care about the image.
They know they play like us. So you need to adjust. Two of them need to adjust, to be honest. Mm. If anything, I would say Napoli even plays it to be closer to us like 2 seasons ago than even Brentford.
Osimhen is always isolated now. Like, people don't play like that. Osimhen is used to being the low man,
He's a pure nine. He's just the day.
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel like the guy is very, very strong, which is why I think he'll be more of a penalty box threat, way more than Tony.
Tony's a strong goal.
He's not strong with Osimhen, sure.
But I'll pick Tony's interplay over Osimhen. Interplay. Osimhen,
in terms of heading. Anyway, Osimhen head passer. Osimhen strong passer.
But Osimhen's movements, are they good? Let's be real. Are they good?
They are pretty good. They are pretty decent for a stri- for what he is supposed to do. I don't need him to be doing Havertz. If he just pass like.
So when I say movement, so like I need to really break this shit down. I'm not talking about all this long. You know the way Arsenal they play now. So like now, for example,
I don't need him to do all that. I need him to be a traditional line.
No, this guy is in traditional line. When you guy, look at how your team plays now. This guy, this guy, no, this guy not be Arsenal fan.
Chill. If you're talking about that, I'll keep Havertz over any over the two of them. Then
no, this guy. No, you know here with I talk. I say Havertz and Jesus break leg. Now with I talk, I say now you have Tony and Osimhen, and it's like this is the deadline. You're thinking of the player that fits your system the most. I'm telling you, like now, for example, I never see Osimhen do all that kind of play. We like, let's say Saka whole ball. The ball they come to Odegaard, they never reach Odegaard. Osimhen go start the move. I never see Osimhen make that kind of movement. Osimhen they make all those kind of yours. Now when now from wing, Osimhen they do movements. I don't know if you understand what they talk.
You can
like
see
those.
Waiting, what they do here, man.
This guy says Osimhen is not smart.
No. See, if coach get Osimhen, talks in and look at him. Ah. That one, shaking. Yeah. Because come on, what the Conte?
Bro, Conte have been doing that for a while. Come
no,
on.
No, yeah.
I mean, he won league with Lukaku.
He's been keeping Lukaku's ass for a while, bro.
He like Lukaku.
If you see somebody that is, obviously, you won't just say he's going to go out of this medal for Lukaku.
And I don't think Conte had it. See, I think it's Napoli and really Osimhen. I think it's just.
He just signed a new contract now.
Wasn't Conte in Inter Milan, even with Lautaro? The guy soon insisted that he wanted Conte, even when he had Lautaro. He wanted, Lukaku.
Lukaku,
yeah. But you know, Toxin made them sell Osimhen now.
No, be saying he wants to sell Osimhen. Osimhen won't come out. Osimhen renewed his contract last year.
He wants Lukaku, that's it. But they can't have both of them. So Napoli say, okay, we'll go give you Lukaku or you can't sell Osimhen. Because we need to keep two of them.
Yeah.
So and also Osimhen has been like acting a bit bratty. He's been wanting to leave anyway. So
yeah, Osimhen, may calm down. Oh, you could just go out early.
Leave him into he got the false what do they call him? He won false release clause for Al Ahly. I'm like after you play 3 seasons for Al Ahly, then somebody will come and
no man. I don't chop bread and he won't come back Europe.
Nigerians have been like, she take the money, she take the money. Do you know what? You can come back to Europe. I'm like, guy. You know, people have gone
come back to Europe,
go to Saudi and come back successfully.
Nah, Galatasaray, Besiktas,
you have to be some kind of Kante level kind of player to be able to do that shit. It's not easy. Because once you leave eyes of Europe to come back, it's not
Charlie,
easy.
Charlie, how old is he, sir? He's
26 December or something, I think.
But if he comes back, nah, Valladolid, when go.
Yeah,
if he win this second by that time, I swear. So relegation, who not think they go come out, go back down?
Come on,
let's not be no go back. Oh,
Everton deserves to go down. I don't have to see them for this league. Let them go.
Everton, they are tough. Despite all the points they subtracted last season, they
Everton go. This year, I sure they go. Everton, I feel put money for this team.
Everton is the kind of team that when you reach, say, they do enter relegation, they will just win like 4 games in a row. I can bet you. Man, what happened last season?
Everton, they are mad.
Ducouré will just enter one.
I might be wrong, but I don't think they've ever been relegated. I think I might be right, actually.
Everton, they don't relegate, too. Okay, but they may not. No, I don't think so. You're right. They've never really get it. No, they've not.
Nah, they're very mad team. I feel like
team is. They won't build new stadium near water now. Like, they're actually a big club.
Yeah, they are. They've won more Premier League than Chelsea.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, like league titles. They count the whole division. Okay.
Yeah.
Relegation, yeah, they count Ipswich. Yeah. Ipswich and
South. Oh, Ipswich, Lolejo. If they go back down for sure.
Yes.
Southampton look completely bereft of confidence. I don't think they look overawed by Premier League.
Yeah, it's too much. I swear they will go
Leicester,
back down.
Leicester go stay. They might stay because they have that Premier League pedigree. They don't look like they're scared of any Premier League team.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think
even and the players are still there because they just loaned them last year. They don't come back as they don't come back. Premier League. Yeah.
So they're facing charges, point charges, and everything. I feel like all those point deductions might affect them. That's why I have them going down too.
Mm. Oh, true.
Might be a point deduction
again. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's Chelsea. I need to understand. Chelsea, know they don't care about this thing or waiting.
They might be probing them, Sha. Apparently.
They said.
But that's UEFA. So
UEFA, yeah, it's UEFA that's probing them, that's not UEFA. Premier League.
How they never violate Premier League number one?
Because they give long contracts.
Yes, they give long contracts, but UEFA don't believe in long contracts. Premier League looks at your books every year. So as long as your annual book is balanced, they don't care. But I think these guys look at your entire squad as they
own. Transfer fee, know they that team. They know they can't transfer fee for that team.
The way that they do their transfer fee, be like say they amortize them.
Yeah, because Mudrik 100 million, Enzo 100 million. Can
see most of all the guys, now why they put them long contract now? They pay it in some
that's true, 7 year, 8 year contract.
Yeah, and seven years.
They be selling players,
and they be selling too. And another thing is, I think they say you can actually also count depreciation on a player, so that's part of what they used to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a way because if your contract is lessening, then I think it actually affects your market value. So there's a way you can count it as a loss on your book. One guy was explaining that shit, I was like, I mean,
might be a genius, Sha.
Yeah, he probably has some accountant guys running.
Yeah, you know it's in the game.
So, I won't be surprised if they are good in
because practice. They have Kennedy, Boone Kennedy, and Kennedy Pires, and one other guy coming from
Brazil. They still sign, bro. See, if we do them,
that's crazy.
You guys see Champions League this thing?
Yeah, I want to see the. I want to see the draws right now, actually.
In Champions League itself, I don't really understand it. I guess when they start playing the games, I don't play FM. But to be fair, once I start watching the games, I'll get an idea of what is going on.
I know it's like league table. They'll give you fixtures from different ports. You have some fixtures from port one, port two, that depend on the level of team you're playing. I know Arsenal has...
They put us in pots too now. Or which pots?
I think we're in pots.
I did look at your group right now. You guys, first game, you play at home, PSG.
PSG, Inter.
Next game, away, Inter. Next game, at home, Shakhtar. Next game, away, Atalanta. Next game, at home, Zagreb. Next game, away, Sporting. Then Monaco, then Girona. Very simple group.
I know that's simple. Calm down.
Yes, those first two games, I don't like
even
them.
Atalanta. PSG
Inter, but that's Zagreb. Oh, maybe. Oh, not true. Not just one. Oh, my God. No, be two legs. We tell you talk. It's true. This group, no, it talks small.
Yeah.
Like Jura, no go stronger for now. Now, we can be that too. And English, team, they play well for Spain.
Yeah. I know if you finish top eight, you automatic qualification to the next round. Then if you finish the next, this thing, I think from...
That's NBA kind of thing. Now go play, 10-5, 10 go play. Yeah. It's not bad, actually. It's nice.
Not bad.
So the first eight, automatic qualification into round of 16.
Yes. Then the next ones will play playoffs.
And that's what you want. So you play fewer games. You don't want to be playing more than the eight games. You don't want to play. Really, all those things overload. You don't want all those things.
Yeah.
How now? See this weekend. No, this last weekend before international break.
Man U Liverpool.
Yep. That's the game of the weekend.
Wow, that's gonna be a game, bro.
But now Old Trafford, so I know they fear too much. If you're saying half you that don't play it all. But because it's OT and it's just beginning of season, anything can happen.
After Brighton, I think we should win that game.
Brighton has been looking good, yeah. Their first two games have been pretty decent.
How you win that game will let me know how good you guys are.
Yeah, because their first two games have been pretty good. They destroyed Newcastle, Abby.
Newcastle is shit, bro.
But Newcastle collect. No, they didn't destroy Newcastle.
No, it's not Newcastle. They beat someone good 3-0, Sha. Away.
Was it to Chelsea? Oh, was it?
It was Everton they beat first game now.
Everton.
Everton First game?
I think so. It was Everton.
Oh.
And Deck Everton. Be there like
well, Everton, Everton too have not been playing shit now.
No, Everton's not good. But the thing, and the goal that they scored, man, you they whine me. Saliba and Gabriel, they will leave people, made the rest of their back.
Nah, true. See the goal with...
That, no, that goal, back, that goal begs me.
I'm like, everybody was off. What
like, like everybody back was just focused. Everybody did mark at Adigra like saying I'm messy.
Wait, like almost me will go by Adigra. Yes, he asked not get room of Adigra, bro.
Nah, oh, Sterling by this team.
I didn't see Sterling himself.
No, I'm by Sterling.
No, the talk says Sterling be big at that and say how far me I come.
Yeah, you know his best season was actually this guy was a personal coach.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Martinelli now weakest link for that exit anyway, so it makes sense.
I won't mind him or Adingra, depending on what they want for that wages.
I go, man, that Adingra, they try. They try. They develop where. Because see them, they get me Thomas and Adingra, just good to see depth now. See what they talk now.
Yeah.
See, like, both of them, they do their job. No, mind you, Rashford and Garnacho. Like, Garnacho, they try, but Rashford,
Garnacho, they try. No, Rashford, don't they come up this season?
Okay, now.
Rashford, okay. Rashford and Martinelli, I don't understand two of them.
I show me, and I just, my sentiment, they make my, you know, say that, but next season, if the boy don't play this season, I'm going to sell next summer. Mm. Any, if not 40, 45, anything with they collect, we they collect.
Yeah.
Because, don't tire me.
Anyway.
But you people will win, I beg. Forget that one. You people will win.
We should win.
I did look my you right that Brighton game. Really, if to say that our goal will be offside, guy, before win that match. Before win that match.
Yeah.
You guys will be Brighton. The Emirates.
Default 2-0, bro. Everybody.
Just said that default.
Nothing too dramatic.
This California now off the bench.
Probably for now. Timber is playing well. So.
Timber is playing well.
Wait, yeah, so I need to understand. Is he left back or left center back on a sign off? Every time, it'd be like, say, I tell that one bench, Gabriel, but it'd be like, say, Gabriel, no, they agree.
They know we won't send this guy. But you have the top say that they're partnership. See, the only person who gets that safe is for that.
That's Saliba.
And maybe Ben White. I'll give Ben White because we don't have a very right back.
No, Ben White, yeah.
But those two, but Gabriel, Califuri, make Califuri get ginger as more first.
Califuri has work, oh.
Eh?
California guys walk enter that break that Saliba Gabriel partnership because 2 years now the team on a strong way.
Yeah,
they don't tap in the team of the year together now. He's like, you don't strong.
But the team be say, Gabriel, once we enter Champions League, they disconnect one wire from Gabriel head. The team would just cut, he would just go
Gabriel, okay.
Brazilian foolishness.
I feel like the entire team, they cut wire for their head for Champions League. Last season, I don't understand.
If our players go just go Europe, that's they forget. That I don't know, and then go just forget.
The only Saka that actually Saka and Odegaard guys more that tried, honestly. They're the only one, they're the only two we actually do something.
Yeah. And maybe Havertz they tried.
The team swallow rice last season.
The team chop rice. You could
Champions
tell
League team, Champions League chop rice.
Yeah.
Rice no radio. He never reached.
This season he should be good.
I think
that Bayern game and that Porto game.
When you get to those heights, I think Porto played very defensively against us. They really were trying not to make us score. So I don't really rate that Porto's game. But like when
Portuguese,
you start playing all these
football.
Yeah, when you start playing all these really talented teams like Bayern, Madrid, that talent will show. No be just any
player. Because down at 62% possession could drop to 51.
I swear.
So everybody show it in their field. So he's like, let's go see one more party. Come back.
Everything is a one-on-one position to position now. Maybe say, with his zone, if you're a wing back, you can't play Zinchenko in those kind of games, bro. Like, they will come at you.
Buy another respect to the
APAC. Yes. You open your eyes,
no, but that first leg against Bayern, we dominated position now. Now mostly counter they hit us.
And they come beat us for our own house.
That's what I'm saying. If you run that game, we are dominating earlier, especially that first half. You know, see ball. It's just two counter, papa, just score. Like,
yes. That's the thing, and the quality because these guys they get muscle memory football. Now why must see all these guys they do it? This guy don't really know. See this guy good. He even guys look. You don't play on like this. The counter goes smooth. Yeah. It's very smooth counter like this, man, on internet.
Now that match where Sane can't remember since I've played football. Now the win match when show for last
see,
season.
The reason why Sane remember that because this season as Zinchenko did again,
of course, like, you know in playbook.
He know in playbook. He looks at this one. I got to show myself for this match. It is in. I want when we ended up bringing. I think Tomiyasu enter for the second leg. Yeah. I'm you don't see anything playing at the sub and bring.
But Sane,
oh my God, Naget there to Jesus. Tomiyasu still did that club.
Yeah.
Tomiyasu. So wait, sorry, Tomiyasu team. Tomiyasu Zinchenko. And then
Timba Fury. Yeah. Ben White.
Oh,
yeah. No, everybody is the center back, Loki.
See, now all of them, see, I think I don't go by Pep.
Now, basketball team, you get.
Mm. Yes, because you know they were saying that in the Arsenal, they have what they call the tight advantage.
Top players.
Physicality and top players. But now,
so,
we have
now our whole team is 6'2, bro.
6'2.
The team tall, no cap.
No, see, Havertz
is 6'4.
Havertz
is not 6'4. Havertz tall. Yes, and this guy.
Rice is not 6'4.
Rice tall. Rice not 6 something.
Saliba is like 6'3. So even.
Yeah, Saliba is 6'4. Yes.
That bro tall that.
Yeah. So, Ben White is not 6 foot. It's only Timba. Timba is like 5'10.
Timba is the usual space in that team.
And Timba get body shot. No
Timba, Martinelli, and Saka. Not them short.
But they are strong. Martinelli is not strong, but Saka is strong. Simba is strong. So.
Yeah, Zinchenko are next to go next somewhere. I don't see.
Well, Zinchenko get in place for some kind of game.
Zinchenko is for Tiki-Taka. When they
Well, we want to dominate possession, say 90% possession. Bring in Zinchenko, bro. Like
anyway, guys, it's been a nice chat.
Yeah, bro. We actually been chatting, bro. It's been like 1 hour.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. It's been
so
fun.
This weekend, mind you, Liverpool. What do you guys think?
I'll go for Liverpool win.
Oh, of course. I'm not sure I said this guy go through. This guy, serious or?
See, no, to be fair, I wasn't going to go for Liverpool. I wasn't, but
you know, what
can highlight this past game? I saw the amount of chances they created. Oh my God. Those guys are pretty scary, man.
No, but who didn't play? Shouldn't have Fulham or Leicester. Who didn't play?
They even play Liverpool.
I've been at Brentford.
Yeah, well, Brentford. I think it was Brentford.
Brentford, okay.
Yeah,
Brentford,
they play. But still, the chances where they create for that game, they're supposed to call like 5. Jota, Salah, Diaz, now they brought Chiesa in. And we never even see them. They bring all these new names, Gakpo in. I don't know, bro.
Those ones never really fit system. Gravenberch, me, Combo, Trafford, they play that slow motion football where you go to the top.
But I think this game I'll give it like a
draw. I think it's gonna be a draw, but I hope we win.
I'm adding Salah ASAP. I just find a way to get rid of Jesus.
You don't need him anymore.
You know, say first game of the season. How they play Ipswich or which team they play? You know, see
this guy. You don't put this guy first.
Chidalu point.
No mind that.
Bench Haaland. And Haaland was not even the first or second bench. He was the third bench, bro.
Nah, mistake. Cool.
Haaland was the third bench over this. Bro, that shit killed me.
Alan, yeah, they use triple captain. Once I just see the club no big triple captain. Hat trick. Let's go. You fuck up, bro. Person put triple captain on Madueke. Madueke, jeez.
Again,
no go even believe see Madueke can score hat trick today. Like that person really get Liverpool.
Yeah. Madueke, this Mariscal said is this type of winger. So I think I might go and add Madueke because he might be seeing a lot of minutes.
Toilet tissue paper beat Chelsea today, Sha. In other news.
Okay, what did we do?
Seven years. I never know seriously they talk about this guy. You're crazy. Chelsea, man. They're going to say, my, you win that FA Cup. Man, we know if we ever play Europe at all. Try. Man, take this Europa League.
Now get mine from 8 to 4.
I swear. I mean, no, now, no. I mean, the reason why we say it's a fault now because really injuries, really, you can see no, Martinez the whole season. Messi Mount again don't injure, but when I look at the rest, Maguire is back confident. Like he can't even chop bench really because he's playing well. Now I'm right. I feel I'm like the see, team has improved
Maguire,
everywhere.
Maguire, bro. No. Forget Maguire's get long passing.
You don't turn back and boy. Guy don't turn France back and boy.
No, I know why me, I beg. No, I know why me, I beg.
Alessandro, that pairing is going to be something different.
Not just that Zexy and Hoylon. Like I never really see Zexy, but me, I already know like Hoylon. Not the way that boy will be this man. I know just I don't like all these guys that it's just striker, it's just striker, I can't play. Okay, that's not guy. I bet Jackson better pass that guy. Because Jackson I like players that can play outside striker. Like, can you play football outside? If you don't touch ball, can you play? Yeah. I watched that Nottingham Forest something yesterday. I see the penalty we play. I just didn't laugh. Again, like I don't know how Awoniyi did Premier League. He gets some players here. I'm like, how this guy did Premier League?
See, and you know the thing with Pay Me Pass, you see Awoniyi score us now.
You don't score man yourself, man. You're not gonna go like that for pitch.
Bro, I don't understand. I believe the
guy. Don't score Chelsea, you know, they score big boys. You know they play.
Big boys. Like, what are they talking about? I don't understand the game.
All these players are very good on counter. When you give them a better counter chance, you go
score. They're very good in there. He's very physical.
Yeah.
He's strong with two.
He's strong, bro.
Anyway, guys.
But no Saviro.
We don't try today.
Yeah, good chat, man.
But wait till all right, guys. I'll see you guys next Sunday.
Yeah, after the game, yeah.
Yeah, we'll good chats.
No problem. All
right, man. Yeah. All right, bye, fam.
Have a good long weekend. Yeah. All
right. Magnum.